Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Victoria's health system could face some substantial challenges in the coming weeks, with Nursing and Midwifery Federation members voting to take industrial action over a pay and conditions dispute. It could mean public hospital beds will be closed and some elective operations cancelled. Spring Street has 2 weeks to come up with a new pay deal. Police have renewed calls for assistance to help find missing 51-year-old Warragul man Mark. He left his home at the end of March, travelling to Melbourne by train to watch the footy at the MCG, but failed to return. His last confirmed sighting was in Footscray on April 11. Anyone with information should call Warragul Police Station immediately. Investigations continue this morning after a train and vehicle collided north of Numurkah. Crews were called to the scene late yesterday afternoon. The female driver was being assessed by paramedics. In other news, feasibility study licences have been issued for possible offshore wind farms in Gippsland. And after being flooded out last year, Moama Lights is back this year. Here's Murray River Council's Christy Hayes with all the information you need to know.
So it's running from the 5th of July until the 28th of July, Thursday to Sunday nights. We've got a whole new theme again this year, which is Enchanted Nights, a celebration of light, and down in Horseshoe Lagoon on the river, on the Murray River here in Chickamauma.
Just getting quick, organisers reckon the 30,000 tickets will be snapped up pretty quickly online. The Goulburn Valley Suns earned their first victory of the season over the weekend, defeating Doverton 3-0. Coach Craig Carley says it was pleasing to get the win.
It was a tough game and, you know, the boys have been playing really, really well throughout the season and probably not been getting the rewards that they deserve at times. But yeah, complete performance against Doverton and it was brilliant to come away with the 3-0 victory.
And the Carlton draft selections have been made by 5 Victorian clubs, with Gippsland sides picking up big talent. Isaac Smith will join West Gippsland club Bunyip, while Dylan Buckley will join Touro Magpies.